The dean was telling me that in Augusta here, for example, they didn't even have a high school for blacks until 1937, which meant that...
Well, no, because my mother finished before... Well, she should have finished around 1937 high school. Haynes Institute was there, and those who could afford it came to Haynes, but by living in Columbia County, a lot of them couldn't afford to come and be boarding students at Haynes.
I see.
So Columbia County only went through ninth grade.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. What about your grandparents? Do you know anything about them?
Only on my mother's side, really. My father's grandparents died when I was very small. My grandmother on my mother's side, my mother's mother, taught school for, I guess, about 20 years. She taught the only school in Columbia County for blacks for about 20 years.
Okay. And what about her husband? Do you know anything about your grandfather on your mother's side?
He was a carpenter. And they just did a lot of building. Well, they were farmers. And this was their source of income, but otherwise he was a carpenter, my grandfather, my mother's side was.
Probably on your father's side, they were probably farmers too.
They were farmers, but I really don't know that much about, because I don't even remember my grandfather on my father's side, but I do remember my grandmother, but she died when I was very small.
Okay. Let me see. What about, now you were you married for a long time or just a short?
7 years.
You don't sound terribly happy about it. Do you mind my asking about your husband?
No, not at all.
Was he from here as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what about his occupation and so on?
When we were married, he was in the service, and after he got out, I think he was in about 7-8 years, and after he got out, he became a deputy sheriff with the Richmond County Police, and he was there up until the time of the divorce. So.
Okay. What about his education? How far?
He has a high school education.
Okay. So you had a little bit more when you were married. Had you already been to college? So you had a little bit more than he had. Okay. That's pretty much all the data stuff. What about? Where you grew up here in Augusta, what was your house like?
I grew up in the house that I'm living in now.
Oh, really?
With my parents, yeah.
On Augusta Avenue.
On Augusta Avenue. I've been there for, well, I was 5 when we moved on Augusta Avenue. I've been living there all my life. There were 3 of us in the family, 3 children, and it was fun. A lot of fun. My mother wasn't really strict, but she was strict. She let us sleep late so we wouldn't be out in the street. And we were more or less preoccupied, the 3 of us, with things to do in the house, and we stayed in a lot. We were sheltered. Which I don't know if it's good or bad. But on the whole, I look back at it, I enjoy it now, because I think if I had gone out, I would have been wild by now. So.
What is your house like? What kind of a structure is it physically?
It's a wood house. And let's see, there are 3 bedrooms, living room, dining room, den, kitchen, bath. It's in pretty good condition, considering the number of years it's been there. It's painting, but...
Pretty old house, huh?
Yeah.
When you say living room, you now that's the